This morning, President Trump tweeted his response to fired FBI Director James Comey's forthcoming book. Trump writes, "James Comey is a proven leaker and liar," in caps. Virtually everyone in Washington thought he should be fired for the terrible job he did until he was, in fact, fired. He leaked classified information for which he should be prosecuted. He lied to Congress under oath. He is a weak and untruthful slime ball who was, as time has proven, a terrible director of the FBI. His handling of the crooked Hillary Clinton case and the events surrounding it will go down as one of the worst botched jobs of history. It was my great honor to fire James Comey. Well, for his part, Comey in the book describes Trump as unethical and a congenital liar. He calls the Trump presidency a forest fire. Comey was fired by Trump in May. Comey says it was after he refused to pledge loyalty and to agree to drop the investigation into Trump aide Michael Flynn. His much-anticipated memoir, A Higher Loyalty, will be released on Tuesday. NPR has a copy. NPR's Ryan Lucas has read it. Ryan, your impressions?
Well, there aren't a ton of surprises in the book, but certainly if you were looking for Comey to go easy on Trump, you're not going to get that. Comey takes a very kind of tough line on Trump, paints this damning portrait of him. As you noted, calls him unethical, untethered to the truth and institutional values, and basically spells out why Comey thinks Trump poses a risk to the country.
Okay.
One thing that struck a lot of people is this comparison that he makes, saying that Trump is like an organized crime boss in kind of his leadership style. And coming from Comey, that's somebody who worked mob cases when he was a federal prosecutor.
Well, and part of that is that he says it feels to him like those mobs where everybody cocoons themselves in lies until they actually believe the lies. But let's get the tawdry out of the way. And as you say, all of this has been out in bits and pieces. But Comey writes that Trump was fixated on the so-called Steele dossier. This alleges that Trump watched prostitutes in an act in a Moscow hotel room. NPR has decided we won't be describing the act the prostitutes were in, but Comey writes that Trump wanted him to knock this claim down because Comey says Trump told him, "I'm a germaphobe, I'd never do that." Salacious, but what are the serious questions here about Trump allegedly asking an FBI director to knock something down?
Well, I mean, you do have the point of asking him to knock something down, and that's not really something that the FBI would be doing. You have other questions that the president asked of James Comey, which are far more problematic, such as the question of loyalty or the question of asking him to go easy on Flynn. I think what's kind of interesting if you want to talk about the dossier is when Comey briefed the president on the dossier. And this came after a briefing about the whole kind of Russian interference campaign. He says that Trump and his team weren't interested in the interference itself. They were interested in how to spin the interference, about how to talk about how it didn't impact the result. And Comey said that they weren't interested in discussing, you know, how to respond to Russia's interference in the election. And he found that really striking.
More treating it as a PR problem rather than a national security issue.
Exactly.
Comey says his decision to tell Congress that the FBI had reopened the investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails just days before the election was because he thought she was going to win and he didn't want it to seem as if he held it back. But of course, his detractors will say he did not announce that there was an ongoing investigation into possible connections between the Trump campaign and the Russians. As you said, no surprises, really. Is there anything new or anything about possible collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia, which is what Robert Mueller's subsequent investigation now is?
Well, he doesn't get into the Russia investigation. He really focuses on the period of time when really the interactions that we already knew that he had with the president. These are the interactions that he talked about when he testified before Congress. So many of these things are known, but what he does provide is more detail, more kind of fly on the wall perspective as to how those conversations went, and also conversations not with the president, but with then Attorney General Loretta Lynch back during the Obama administration, and conversations that they had regarding the Clinton email investigation.
It's pretty damning too of people like Jeff Sessions. Comey describes a scene in which Trump asks Sessions to clear a room so Trump can talk privately to Comey. Comey says to Sessions, "Don't do that." Comey describes Sessions as looking around furtively and then acquiescing. Has that community, in just a few seconds, has that community responded?
There hasn't been much of a response from that community, no. But what there has been a response from is Trump supporters, of course, who say that you can't take Comey's account of history.
Because they say he's a disgruntled fired employee. Ryan Lucas, who covers the Justice Department for NPR, thank you.
Thank you.